Hello there. Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is John. How may I help you today?
Hey John, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And you, sir?
Very good.
Good.
I had a one of my drivers on Friday, last Friday, get into an accident. It was on the police report. It states the other driver was at fault. So I'm just calling you guys to see what the next steps would be
Okay.
in this situation.
So you want to file a claim?
I guess I don't know if I would have to
Okay.
file a claim if the other driver's at fault. I'm just trying to figure out how to get their insurance
Yes, sir.
company to fix our vehicle.
I can take care of it for you, and even if the other driver is to blame, it's always a good idea for you to file as well. Let me I've got a few questions I'll need to ask you along the way. First of all, what state did this happen in, sir?
South Carolina.
South Carolina? Okay, hold on for me.
Yes, sir.
You have the policy number for the Amazon vehicle, the insured vehicle?
Yes, for my van.
Yeah, for the Emma, you are the DSP, I take it, right?
Yeah, I'm the DSP owner, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yes, sir. I need the policy number for the
Okay.
Amazon insured vehicle.
Yep, it is A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, 2016972 6.
Do you happen to have the VIN number for that vehicle as well?
I do have the VIN, yes, sir. The VIN is right here. All right. W and whiskey, 1, Y yellow, 4, 0, C Charlie, H Harry, Y yellow, 4, P Papa, T Tango, 1, 4, 9, 4, 8, 1.
And you said this happened Friday, is that correct?
Yeah, let me just double check here. 027 at 1700. Yes, sir. That was on Friday. Yep.
Okay, 927.
Yep. At seven time was 1700.
What's the name of the DSP, sir?
ZST, so Z as in zebra, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, Logistics, LLC.
Okay, sir, thank you for the information. Let me put some things together here and we'll get started. Okay, give me just a minute. Is the policy number ALA 201 59726 or is it 69726?
69726.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, no, that's... Oh, no. No, this is old. Yeah. Expiration date. Oh, 129. Oh, no. Yeah. These are the old ones.
Bear with me.
I guess it is 597. I don't know why the paperwork here says 697.
Well, I mean, when I pulled up some other information, it was showing 597 instead of 697. I just wanted to verify that we were looking at the right stuff.
Sorry, unless the officer put the wrong numbers in, but yeah, when I just looked up online, it says 597.
Okay, no worries. We're good. Refreshing some software to make sure everything's working okay for me. Just bear with me.
No problem.
And are you the preferred contact, sir, as well?
Yes, I am. Yep.
What is your name? What is your name, sir?
It's Quentin, Quentin, and last name is Zrutny, Z, or do you need my last name?
Yes, sir. Did you say Z as in zebra?
Yeah, Z as in zebra, AWROT as in Tom, and Nancy, Y, yellow.
Thank you, sir. Quentin, what's a good email address for you where you can be reached?
Yeah, it's going to be Q, the letter Q, and then my last name, so ZAWROT, as in Tom, and Nancy, Y, yellow, at gmail.com.
And a good work number, sir?
407-625-1867.
May we have permission to send email messages to your email address?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Excuse me. Okay. Again, what happened, Quentin? Can you describe what happened?
Yeah, my driver was delivering, obviously, packages, and he was on a two-way road, so he was going straight. The other cars would come the other direction. As he's coming to a stop, he's realizing he has to make a left-hand turn to turn into the property to where he needs to deliver, and he's slowing down, and the car behind him was being impatient and decided to try to go around him the opposite way and ended up hitting him as he made the left-hand turn.
Okay.
To try to pass him.
And you said this happened at 5 p.m., correct?
Yes.
Can you give me the city and state where it happened, sir?
Yes, it is. The city is called Ridgeville.
R-I-D-G-E-V-I-L-L-E?
B. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
And then the state is South Carolina.
Did you guys avoid the hurricane stuff?
Yeah, where I'm located, it was pretty good. We were all right. It was a little bit of flooding, but nothing crazy. The only issue is now, you know, where the warehouse is, where we get our packages from, is in pretty bad shape. So there hasn't been much volume lately. So I've been having to send a bunch of drivers home because there's no work.
Yeah. Well, I was hearing the flooding is just terrible, especially over in North Carolina. I mean, I'm just hearing some people are like stranded. They can't get out of there.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, so. That's exactly it. I have a buddy that owns one in Asheville, North Carolina, and they shut down completely.
Wow. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. Let's see. Okay. I'm still putting some information down, sir. Just bear with me.
No worries. All good. Thank you.
And your vehicle, the Amazon vehicle, is a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 2023?
Yes, sir.
Can you give me a description of the damage, sir? I take it must be on the driver's side?
It's exactly that. Yeah, driver's side. Let me see. Just look at the pictures as well. Yeah, driver's side, the whole front, the bumper is pretty much hanging. There's some damage to the actual headlight and some of the hood area. And then as the driver wasn't able to drive the vehicle back because it just pulls hard to the other direction.
Okay.
I don't know if you the have impact, an email, but I have pictures as well.
Okay, so the impact was basically on the left side. That's where where I guess it's left front. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, that's exactly it.
And you said the vehicle had to be towed, correct?
It did, yep.
Do you happen to know the name of the towing company?
I do. They're called On The Way Towing.
What's the driver's name, sir?
Robert. R-O-B-E-R-T. And last name, Curry. C-U-R-R-Y.
You have a good mobile number for Mr. Curry?
I do. It is 843-371-7545.
You have a driver's license number for Mr. Curry?
Yes. Police report. All right. It is 0007881445.
Got a South Carolina license?
Yes, sir.
Any injuries to Mr. Curry?
No.
Okay, concerning the third-party vehicle, do you happen to have the year, make, and model of that vehicle?
Yep, it's on the police report I have here. They were driving a Toyota. It just says 2024 Toyota. And it gave me the VIN number. I don't know if you want the VIN number. If you could pull it up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please. That'd be great.
All right. Yep. Let's do that. So it's 5. T is in Tango. F is in Frank. J, C, 6. 0. B is in Boy. 7. R, X, 0, 7, 4. 828.
You have the owner of the third-party vehicle, sir?
Yes, the owner. Owner's full name is Michael. That might be his last name. But But I'll just give it this way the way it is. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Smith.
You have a mobile number for Mr. Smith?
Nope, there's no number on here.
Do you happen to have an address or any contact information?
Yes, I got an address here.
Okay.
1023 Deep DEP Gap GAP Road. That's Ridgeville, South Carolina.
Okay.
29472.
Okay, thank you. And the third party vehicle was take it a car. It wasn't a truck, right? Or do you
it
know?
Was a truck.
Okay.
Actually, I have a better look at the picture I gave you. The VIN, it was kind of blurry, but I could see it better here on the laptop. I think I gave you a few numbers wrong, but it was a truck. It was a Toyota Tundra.
Tundra. Okay. Let me add that.
Yeah,
2025. Okay. 2025, okay. Well, 2025, I mean, it's like out of the box.
It looked nice.
Okay, so we'll go 2025 Toyota Tundra. Man, hate to wreck a brand new vehicle, man. That's terrible.
Just for being patient, literally, it was all
she yeah,
was
yeah.
for him to make the turn.
Well, isn't that the way though? Nowadays, nobody's patient on the road. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Correct.
Everybody's in a hurry.
Correct.
The world these days. Let's see, okay, just double checking
so
my
if you
information.
Want the VIN again, I can give you it because I might have gave you a
okay,
few wrong numbers
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, just slowly, and I'll check out to see what I've got here is correct.
All right, so the first number I have is 5.
Okay.
5, T, as in Tom, F, J, C, 5, D as
whoa.
A dog, B as...
Oh. Whoa, hold on. After the C, it's 5?
Yeah. The number five.
And then
oh, no.
And then
that's a 6.
Is it 6?
Yeah, I think that's a 6. It's 6.
And then it's D.
Yep. D and then B. Boy.
Okay, D B 7 R X 074828.
All right, so the first 8 is a 9. 928.
Seven, four, nine, two, eight.
Yep.
Okay. You happen to have a description of the damage to the Tundra?
Yes. And just to go back, because now I zoomed in pretty good on my laptop, that after J, then there's C, And I told you that number is 6, it's 5.
Okay, let me go back. Okay, we changed that.
All right, and then the damage on the Tundra was their passenger side. The whole side is all kind of messed up. With dents and scratches.
Extensive passenger side damage?
Yeah. Yep, from the driver's side, the passenger side door, all the way down to the back.
Was the Tundra drivable after this, sir?
That's a good question, I would assume, but I didn't ask.
Okay. You have the name of the driver?
It is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, and last name Smith.
You have a good mobile number for her or an address?
No, the only address they have is it's the same address as the first one I gave you.
Okay. Can you just repeat a little bit of that and I'll...
Oh, yeah. Yep. It is 1023 Deep, D-E-E-P, Gap. GAP Road, and that is Ridgeville, South Carolina, 29472.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You happen to have a driver's license number for Michelle?
Yep. It is 0104-591-527.
0104-591-527.
Can you say that one more time?
0104-591-527.
That's it.
South Carolina driver's license?
Yes, it is.
Any injuries to Ms. Smith?
Not that I'm aware of.
I take it the police were involved?
Yes.
What's the name of the police department that assisted. If you don't have it, we can fill it in later. Do you have the police report number?
Yeah, I do have a police report number.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out where to find it on this thing. You don't make this thing easy.
Yeah, they usually is all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the internal agency code. I have a jurisdiction code. I have a SCCJA. I have a rank, and I have the investigating officer's name.
Okay, well, we just leave these blank. Did you find the police department's name, name of the department?
It just says.
Okay, that's fine. We'll leave it to.
Pretty much.
We'll leave it to fill in later. The adjuster, when they contact you, you can get that information. Were there any witnesses, sir, that you're aware of?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Thank you for the information. I'll have a claim number for you shortly.
Thank you.
The claim number, whenever you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay. X is in Xerox, C is in Charlie. Dash Oscar Randy Charlie Alpha dash 24-05817.
Got it.
And your adjuster's name is Joel Worley. First name is spelled J as in June, O as in Oscar, E as in Easy, L as in Lucy. Last name, W as in West, O as in Oscar, R as in Rufus, L as in Lima, E as in Easy, Y as in Year.
Got it.
And, email address will be the same as the spelling there. There's going to be a dot in between the first and last name, and followed by at X is in Xerox claims dot claims.
Okay.
And give me a minute. Here's a direct line number for Mr. Worley. It is 334-377-9513.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, but I would assume they reach out to me, or is it something I need to reach out to the adjuster?
Well, they will reach out to you. However, if you'd like to make the first contact, that's why I gave you the information. Sometimes it speeds things along, and you have the option to leave voicemail, and also if you have pictures, you can include those in the email. You can attach those to the email address.
Got it.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you, sir?
Yep. Nope, that'll be all.
Okay. I hope your day gets better, sir. You have a blessed one, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right.